This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Tensions between Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert and Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar continue to rise. A phone call between the two congresswomen only led to more anger. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The situation started with a joke Boebert told at an event about how the Minnesota representative is a potential terrorist. After some outcry, Boebert apologized if she offended the Muslim community and called Omar to talk directly. Boebert claims she ended up demanding an apology from Omar as well.
She kept asking for a public apology, so I told Ilhan Omar that she should make a public apology to the American people for her anti-American, anti-Semitic, anti-police rhetoric.
Omar says she hung up on Boebert because the call was unproductive. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The U.S. Interior Department wants to remove racist names from geographic landmarks. Colorado made a similar push last year. Here's CPR's Dina Sieg.
Governor Jared Polis created the Colorado Geographic Advisory Naming Board in the summer of 2020. It evaluates name change proposals for mountains and other geographic landmarks with controversial names. Now, the Department of the Interior has issued a similar order nationally. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland says a new derogatory geographic names task force will help review and replace racist and problematic names. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The FBI says Colorado is the 10th worst state in the country for the amount of money lost to internet scams in 2020. This is CPR News.